Planning and Designing of Healthcare Facilities, Chapter 7, Healthy Hospital Design in Indian Perspective, by Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. Hospital Planning Team. One must realize that hospital project planning and execution is likely to be difficult and frustrating task. This is because hospital is the place where not only the doctors are working but also patient relative, lot of patients from different areas, lot of people from different adjoining areas also come, and it is also one of the most noble profession of the community. Therefore, one have to give the timely treatment, prompt treatment and effective treatment. All these things is very important for the hospital planners to keep in mind. The hospital planning team includes different categories of professionals, which may be the promoters of hospital who are sponsoring the hospital project, like large industrial group such as Birla or Advani, or group like Kokilaben Dhirubhai Ambani Hospital promoted by Ambani Brothers. Then it also requires the perception and functional ability of hospital architect, hospital social workers, people representative like local MLA, corporators, biomedical engineers, etc. And it is a complex environment because different persons have got their different agenda, different qualification and different working nature. Therefore, when all these different categories of the people combine together to work as team, it becomes the complex team. Technical requirement of a particular professional group in isolation have led to the creation of physical form limited in the utility. For example, hospital architect can plan and design an ICU, but with respect to administer the patient and clinical service, the role of hospital administrator become critical. So hospital planner is a person who is non-medico, who is not graduate in medical field. So he can only plan the hospital building and make the hospital building. But the perception of the doctor, how the patient bed should be arranged, how the nursing staff can see all patient at a time, how the patient different monitoring device should be kept is very important. And this is only possible when there is amalgamation of technical design or expertization of hospital architect and clinical perception of medical administrator. A suitable, qualified, competent planning staff are scarce to find, who have the vision to form the patient point of view to administer the clinical service, who has the vision with respect to technical requirement and specifications. Therefore, whenever the hospital is planned, it is usually planned by a team who has got previous experience in the hospital workers or hospital work. It also takes into account the different views and perceptions of different medical social activists who are concerned with the problem prevailing in the lower socioeconomic strata, so that the healthcare become affordable to common and poor patients. Hospital planning team. The basic reason for hospital existence is needy and sick patient and its needs related to disease they suffer from. Therefore, hospital is the place where one comes to get themselves treated, to get themselves cured. For example, acute diarrheal disease patient will require treatment which is mostly supportive to improve their vital parameters like pulse, blood pressure, etc. So they may not require very aggressive treatment like treatment in ICU, but they require the treatment which can be given in the ward, but they require the treatment in the form of IV fluids like saline, they require the treatment in the form of injectable antibiotics or injectable drugs which can stop the loose motion, which can stop vomiting, that is nausea, vomiting, etc., which can control the acidity, etc. whereas patients of acute heart attack are usually admitted not in the ward but in the intensive care unit and cardiac care unit because they require aggressive treatment, they require proper treatment with proper planning, proper treatment in the golden period and proper treatment with the aim to save the life of the patient. And that is why this is highly specialized care which has to be given with proper attention, with proper efficiency and proper expertization. The planning team must relate to regard the need of the staff such as doctors, staff nurses, paramedical staff, supportive service staff and visitors like patient relatives who come to the hospital. For example, if you are planning a hospital OPD, you cannot only plan the doctor's chamber but you have to take care of the necessary items which are attached to OPD like a use of toilet, use of drinking water, sitting arrangement of the patient waiting for their turn to be examined by the doctors. At the same time, relatives are more conscious about the patient health. At the same time, they may become bored because of the long waiting period. Therefore, there should be provision of cafeteria, there should be provision of internet, there should be provision of Wi-Fi facilities, etc. There is need to educate hospital planning groups, especially the work of non-medical members such as housekeeping department, then work profile of cath lab, ECG technicians, etc. This is because they are the grass workers or grassroots workers who are very important and work side by side with the specialist. For example, specialists can only examine the patient like cardiologist when the ECG and stress test is done. Similarly, a cardiologist can only do the angioplasty when the cath lab technician prepares the cath lab ready. Similarly, hospital can only function well, that is cath lab department can only function well when hospital biomedical engineers see that the hospital machine which is used in doing the cath lab procedure is repaired, is in functioning status. Hospital can only get the cardiac patient when ambulance driver is very prompt, bring the patient from the far-flung places and let them timely cured. So again, this is a complex picture to show how important it is the role of everyone and how important it is that the work should be done with the coordinated effort so that effective treatment can be given to the patient. Hospital architect has to acquire the understanding of comprehensive technical and administrative need of the hospital. Their responsibility is to transmit or translate the clinical and administrative need into the architectural and the engineering realities. For example, if the patient ward is arranged or if the patient indoor ward is arranged in the ICU, there should be provision for both the pediatric bassinet and also there should be provision for the pediatric bed. And this pediatric bed will require less space as compared to the adult bed. So, but it requires more maintenance by the supportive staff, by the mother of the patient. Therefore, there should be more space to move around the bassinet, move around the patient bed. Moreover, pediatric patients are also likely to get distracted. Therefore, their toilet facilities should not be designed as the adult. They require lavatory which is favorable to them, and also there should be provision of bedpan. There should be provision of ample playground or play space, and also administrators should also keep the arrangement for the local toys or play items so that they can be made more friendly treatment when the patients are admitted. The hospital building is not understood by doctors because it is a technical literature. But they can use their skill and architect and expertise and they can transmit it to the hospital architect, who can transmit their clinical requirement by amalgamating the clinical and expertise, technical expertise, into the hospital patient-friendly architect. Hospital architect in general consists of mainly looking at the upcoming hospital project. The hospital, incoming hospital project, comes with the inception stage. Inception stage is the stage in which the promoter of the hospital has the idea, has the vision to start the hospital, but it is only in their mindset. It has not come in reality. After they have floated the idea of starting the hospital, they have to study the feasibility study. That is, how economical will be the patient to the hospital in the terms of decreasing the disease load, in the terms of providing affordable and basic treatment to the needy and sick patient, in the terms of considering the social economic benefit ratio, and in the affluent society as per the need and the demand of the patient. On that basis, they make the master plan. That is, they make the master plan. After making the master plan, they select the site. They take NOC from different departments, like health, public health engineering department, electrical department, water and sewage control department. And after that, they float the design of the hospital, showing the detail of the hospital design with relation to the water supply, with relation to the electrical supply, with relation to the approach road, with relation to the different type of ward designs, casualty, OPD building, ICU, NICU, CCU, etc. These designs, when it is accepted by the town planners or designed by the municipal corporation of the particular locality, like Birhan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, for the hospital to come up, tender is floated, then the adequate tender is selected, and then the construction of the hospital begin. The construction of the hospital begin in phases. First is the construction of the basement membrane, then reaching up to the plinth level, then the construction of the different storied of the building, then construction of the accessory item, like the proper drainage, like the proper disposal of biomedical waste, like the proper construction of the housekeeping department, incinerator. And once the hospital is commissioned, it starts serving the patient. In this way, the period from the inception to the commissioning of the hospital can be reduced, and this is known as shakedown time. Therefore, the first task of the hospital architect is to prepare the master plan of the hospital site as whole. The master plan is really the equivalent of an exercise of town planning. The hospital has a two dependent sets of circulation, external and internal circulation. For example, 4 lift band together will give the same service as 8 lift distributed at different points. But the point in this is that since 8 lifts are different, are working in the different area, their catchment area increases as compared to the 4 lift concentrated at one site. In doing the master planning of the hospital, proper provision of futuristic growth and expansion of the hospital services must be kept in mind. Therefore, hospital can only flourish, hospital can only grow when there is space for the hospital to grow with the passage of the time. For example, radiology department initially was only restricted to X-ray. Later on, sonography came, then the CT scan came, then MRI, now digital subtraction angiography, magnetic resonance angiography, PET scan, spiral CT scan, then 3 Tesla MRI. New modalities are coming up. Therefore, if the hospital has got the vision of futuristic expansion, they may expand, provided the space has been kept for the futuristic spread of the hospital. For example, Nanavati Hospital in Mumbai, which was initially not planned, now the management is facing very difficult problem for the growth and expansion of the hospital. hospital master plan in totality, all the major departments in the hospital need to be linked to the internal traffic, that is intramural movement of the patient from the ward to ICU, from the casualty to the ward, or from the labor ward to operation theater in the gynec for the gynec patient to do LSCS. External traffic usually deals with the location of the hospital, with the locality, the approach road, the entrance gate, the way it is illuminated, the place where it is located, the distance from the national highway, and the amount of ambulance and delivery vehicles accessed to the major section of the hospital, mainly the hospital casualty. In developing the master plan, areas have to be allotted within the site of each major department of the hospital. So whenever you do the master planning of the hospital, it is very important to plan the hospital according to the different department. Major bulk of the hospital is mainly dealing with the general medicine patient, general surgery patient, pediatric patient and gynec patient. So to run these different department, it requires proper orientation of the lab, proper orientation of the radiological investigation, proper orientation of the operation theater. Whenever the concept of operation theater comes, there should be proper orientation about the location and the size of central sterile supply department, which will provide the disposable item or sterile item, which is very important for the surgeon to use it while during surgery. So these areas should be large enough to allow these additional work along with the main or core clinical work. For example, the main work of the patient for the surgeon is to cure the surgical problem. And although the patient is admitted in the ward, the main place where it can be cured is operation theater. Therefore, the patient ward and operation theater should be planned, keeping the place where the treatment is to be given and where it is not. So this is a typical hospital building showing the circulation from one region to the other, and you can see that the circulation is linear and through and through. This is typical example of the hospital building, which are not conjoined or attached to each other, but they are separated from each other. So this type of hospital spread is known as segregated hospital building. The bigger picture shows the main hospital building, and necessary picture may show the location of hospital stores, may show the location of hospital pharmacy, hospital physiotherapy, hospital casualty, hospital OPD, hospital vaccination and well baby clinic area, etc. So this is another picture which shows the different design of the hospital, but here it is not widespread. It is a compact design in a box-like picture where different departments are still segregated, but the area segregating these different departments are not very far off. These are usually planned for the metro cities like Mumbai, where land is very valuable, and you can see this directional sign which tells how the movement of the patient will occur. From here the patient is entering, that so this may be the casualty, then here is the main OPD block, then here is the main hospital building with different departments as well as operation theater. Here you can see that the patient is either coming out after getting treated from here or again getting readmitted here. So these are the areas mainly of the operation theater where the patient is getting treated. So this directional sign shows the intramural circulation of the patient in the metro hospital like Mumbai, where land is very costly and design is compact type. This is another design of the hospital where you see the wards are very much separated from each other. This is the accident and trauma unit. This is the maternity and ANC ward. This is the outpatient ward. This is the administrative block. This is the X-ray and radiological block. So although the hospital is a widely spread hospital, but it is also having the essence of compact hospital building, because patient coming to the casualty may not require admission and may get discharged. Patient coming from the OT may not require admission and treated. Whenever the patient comes to the hospital, their billing, admission and registration is controlled by the admin department. Then, but you can see in this picture that the space between the one hospital building and another is purposely planned, so that if the hospital want to grow in the future, there is provision of the space where the extra growth occur, because the space has been kept for it. For example, X-ray department is having lot of space from the main hospital building. So if the hospital want to expand, say after 20 to 50 years, there is ample space available for the hospital to grow. This type of hospital planning is known as strategic type of hospital planning, where the strategy is based in such a way that they plan the hospital not for today but for the future, with the provision of futuristic spread of the hospital. The types of the hospital building and growth and expansion of the hospital. The type of the hospital buildings is concentrated hospital buildings, which is very much common in the city like Mumbai, where land is very costly. For example, Fortis Raheja Hospital, you will see that it is located on a small piece of land, but it is vertically spread, so that different departments are adjusted in different floor of the hospital, but it required ample vertical transport of the patient from the ground floor. And spread out hospital buildings, these are very much prevalent in Group B and Group C cities like Nagpur, Ahmedabad, Solapur, Kolhapur of Maharashtra, or cities like Jabalpur, Indore of Madhya Pradesh, where there is ample space for the hospital to spread. And these type of hospitals are usually seen, the hospital attached to government medical colleges and hospitals usually of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, where land is not so costly and hospital has got very large campus with different buildings not located in compact form but away from each other. The problem with the concentrated hospital building is that the chances of control of any untoward event in the concentrated hospital building is very difficult. For example, if there is outbreak of the fire in the main hospital building, the adjacent wards will also get affected. But in the spread out building, since there is space between the one building and another, the fire extinguisher machine can work properly, can easily go to the place where it is there and can extinguish the fire. Planning for the growth and change. The first requirement in providing the growth and change is the room for the expansion in the master plan. So whenever you do the master plan, that is overall plan, there should be some space available so that the hospital may grow and cater according to the need, according to the change in that particular scenario. For example, Nanavati Hospital in Mumbai was started in 1960s, but this hospital grew over the passage of time, and in this new modern era of 2015, the hospital space is such a way that although it is not planned previously properly, now because of the ample space available, the building can be renovated and can be planned according to the present need and demand, and also the technology which we are having in the present era. For example, the volume of the growth and development of the hospital, different section has been seen that IPD, that is indoor patient, growth and development occur up to 8.7%. Therefore, IPD building should have the space in such a way that if it is 100%, there should be provision of nearly 9% for the future spread. Then is the OPD building. Suppose the OPD building is about 100%, so there should be at least 12% space available so that new OPD can be added, which was not there at its inception stage. For example, previously there was no concept of pediatric cardiology. There was no OPD related to pediatric neurology. There were no OPD related to artificial insemination and assisted reproductive reproductive technology, but there was no provision for genetic lab and genetic counseling. But this type of provision can be provided, provided the OPD has got the extra space of 12% so that it can grow in future. And this is very important for all teaching hospitals and medical colleges, which not only concern with teaching of undergraduate student and postgraduate student, but also conducting different types of research, different type of innovative methods, innovative drug. And this form the major part of the hospital futuristic growth, which account for nearly 50%. That is why the medical colleges and hospitals usually have the large space where they can grow. Architect brief is a written document which explains the type of services to be provided, especially in relation to the hospital operations. Therefore, architect brief shows how the different departments should be planned in such a way that all departments can function well. There is unnecessary delay in the transfer of the patient can be avoided. For example, the many hospitals are provided with the lift facilities in the casualty so that a serious patient can directly be shifted from the casualty to OT or casualty to ICU or NICU, and definitive treatment can be given without any delay. In a way, it is a written expression of the client need expression in consultation with professionals in various medical specialists and engineers. Means whatever the hospital architect plan, if he is guided, if he is motivated by the hospital medical specialist, then the tuning will be better and the patient will get the right treatment without any further delay and patient life can be saved. Hospital architect brief is usually consist of the introduction. The content of hospital architect brief is introduction, what his vision is, then the site information, where the hospital is located, how far it is from the railway station, how far it is from the airport, how far it is from the important landmarks of the city. Then workload projection, means the area or of the hospital which is always overcrowded, like casualty, orthopedic OPD, cardiac OPD, pediatric OPD, ANC OPD and gynec ward. Therefore, these type of hospital departments are usually made or given more space as compared to the hospitals which are less, hospital part which are less crowded, like ENT OPD, ophthalmology OPD, dermatology OPD. Now, the space provision is made in such a way that there should be provision to keep the equipment. For example, if the psychiatry department or OPD is running, there should be provision to carry out the different tests related to IQ, related to personality deficit, related to behavioral analysis, related to EEG monitoring. Then if the OT is planned, it should be planned in such a way that the entrance of the OT, the pre-OT area, operation theater area, and exit of the patient should be properly planned in different zones, and accordingly the technicality is also planned. Then hospital architect also planned in such a way that it fulfilled the hospital policies and procedure. For example, hospital policies are such that none of the patients should be deprived of the treatment, and treatment has to be given properly within the golden period so that none of the patient dies because of the deprived treatment given to them. So hospital buildings may be designed in such a way that there may be direct connection between the hospital casualty department and the main investigation department like laboratories, main department like orthopedic, cardiology, burn unit, where specific procedures can be carried out. Then hospital buildings is such a way that designed in such a way that there should be space for the proper provision of different OPD. Then hospital building can be also phased out, like initial stage, then developing stage, then commissioning stage and full functioning stage, considering the financial implication if the staging is done properly, then hospital function also determine the nature of the hospital building. For example, the layout of the patient ward may not be similar to the layout of the operation theater. Then hospital location also varies from place to place. This, and you can see that the hospital which is located in the greater Mumbai may not be same as the hospital located in far-flung western suburb. For example, the hospital which is located in Dadar, like Hinduja Hospital, will have more compact building. Bombay Hospital will have more compact building as compared to Sanjeevani Hospital located in Virar or Cardinal Gracious Hospital located in Vasai. This is because of the cost of land. Then is the utilization. The hospital building also depends upon the purpose for which it is built. For example, the layout of the hospital building in the pediatric and gynec department will be different from the layout in the cardiology department. Then relationship of the hospital is also very important, because the hospital is designed in such a way that its relation with the clinical and non-clinical service should go side by side. For example, if you arrange the OPD with the indoor ward, there should be provision of central registration, there should be provision of cash counter, there should be provision of patient help desk, so that it not only guide the patient but also guide the relative. And accordingly, the staffing pattern also changes. For example, the staffing pattern in the ICU or CCU or pediatric ward, which is highly dependent on nursing staff, usually given more nursing staff, usually 1:1 or 1:2 in the pediatric ward as compared to 1:1 in ICU or 1:5 in general ward. And accordingly, the ward space, the ward configuration is designed. Workflow. The workflow also shows the flow of the work from one department to another, like shifting of the patient from the OPD to the hospital lab, the way in which the different equipment of the hospital is laid down, the way in which the hospital communicate with the different department, the flow of the patients in the hospital, and also the special requirement or special treatment the hospital requires. For example, all the patients who come to the hospital may not require the treatment. Sometimes they come for investigation purpose. Sometimes they come for inquiry purpose. The relative may be more interested to do some kind of break in the treatment time of the patient. So there should be provision of cafeteria, there should be provision of ATM, there should be provision of flower shop, etc. Financial aspect of hospital planning. The financial aspect of hospital planning depends upon the different cost which is to be included. The cost which is included in the construction of the hospital building, which may be direct cost, indirect cost, then the different equipment which are required, the different furnitures which are to be placed, then the total hospital project cost, then all this cost can only be fulfilled when there is proper mobilization of the fund. The mobilization of the hospital fund may be from the government supply, may be from the private owner, may be from NGOs, may be from World Bank, may be from large industrial group. For example, World Bank supported large hospital project, may be Regional Institute of Ophthalmology in Chennai. Similarly, private support team may be the Apollo Hospital of Chennai. Then large industrial house supported hospital project may be the hospital project of Hinduja Hospital, which was initially located at Dadar, now also opening up at Khar. Kokilaben Dhirubhai Ambani Hospital, Reliance Hospital located in Mumbai Central. So these hospitals can only sustain when there is ample fund available to allow the hospital to sustain and grow in the near future. Then preliminary drawing, working drawing and estimate of the hospital. The first step is after inception of the hospital, the systematic hospital plan is drawn in the form of a sketch by hospital architect. The result is fairly accurate concept of final form. The hospital should be studied by all concerned department and approved. The architect studies the technical aspect to determine the most economical system of structural framing, foundation, plumbing, ventilation, internal circulation, electrical conducting system, etc. So when you consider the hospital to work, it is the hospital architect who consider the civil prospect of the hospital building, the concept of the hospital building with relation to natural calamities like flood, the natural calamities like earthquake, then proper electrical insulation of the hospital wiring, and this is only possible if the architect is very sound in his knowledge, in his thought, and in his technicality, that is architectural drawing.